champion Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com welcoming you to another Fired Up Every Day is Saturday podcast, a quick hit podcast. I want to talk about a real life event that's going on right now. First of all, station identification. For those of you that might be listening for the very first time, one of our 30,000 plus subscribers at the time of this podcast, welcome. My name's Sam Crowley. I launched this website a few years ago called EverydayIsSaturday.com when my daughter Madeline used to ask, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Stressed out, corporate slave, buying things I couldn't afford with money I didn't have to impress people I didn't like. Launched the website, hence the movement, international motivational speaker, and I'm glad that you plugged in today. Today's message, very quickly, I want to talk about a diet, the literal sense, and also a little bit of a metaphor as well. Met a man in Orlando. I was speaking at Willie Crawford's event a couple weekends ago. Willie's an awesome guy. As a matter of fact, I recorded the podcast previous to this one with Willie. Just an awesome individual. He'd give you the shirt off his back. And the guy's got 1,600 websites, millions and millions and millions of searches, and let's just say very successful online. So anyway, I'm speaking at Willie's event. Run into a guy named Brent Parkhill who's got like his MBA, doctorate, and 17 other degrees in physical fitness. So immediately connected with Brent. He is married to Felicia Slattery, another one of the speakers there. Great girl as well. And so anyway, half hour after getting to know Brent, he's, we're in the restaurant. He's showing me how to properly lift, do squats, all this stuff. Next thing I know, 30 minutes after that, he and I are in the hotel weight room. And I'm working pretty hard. He's got me on these circuits already. Known the guy an hour. Okay, so that's instant rapport, right? Building your network. Your network creates your net worth. I don't care if it's health. I don't care if it's money. You have to be expanding your network every single day. So Brett and I are working out. About an hour after that, I can barely walk. I've got muscles I didn't even know I had. Okay, and I work out at the gym. Look, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I'm not some string bean either. I'm kind of in the middle. Okay, I work out 4 or 5 days a week, lifting weights, but nothing too heavy, just to stay in shape. But anyway, he had me really not even lifting weights, using a lot of resistance training, and he said it's all in the diet. Sam, you can do this all day, every day, but if you don't limit the carb intakes, you don't watch the calories, and really eat right, then it's not going to make a difference. So I said, hey, I'm in, man. Draw up a plan for me. Thinking he might, maybe he won't, who knows. Well, 2 days after that, we took a day off. 2 days after that workout, he's got me running the hotel stairs at 7 in the morning with him after we went through another intense workout. I mean, this guy is no joke. So I get back to Cincinnati after speaking at Willie's event in Orlando, Florida. He emails me my nutritional schedule for the next 2 months, and I promise you, I'm looking out my front window the other night, and I saw a bird eating in my front lawn. And I was jealous. Jealous the bird was actually eating more than I was. I mean, I went from like pizza and wings. I love to eat. My wife's got a culinary degree. She cooks like a champion every night. And I don't get that anymore. Not the breads and the pastas and things like that. I got Brent Parkhill's nutritional schedule now that I eat from. It's like a sunflower seed and other stuff. I'm kind of exaggerating. But aside from a protein shake, there ain't a lot going into my body. And I'm working out 6 days a week. But guess what? I'm starting to see the difference. I'm a week into it. I'm starting to feel much, much better. I know there's something going on with my body. I can feel the change, and I can feel the weight coming off. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to gain muscle mass and all that stuff. Again, I'm saying that because you have to go on a mental diet as well. As much as the physical diet is awesome, I talk about in 6 days of Saturday, my product that's being launched globally April 21st of 2009, the day I pulled over, and I've mentioned this on podcasts as well, the day I pulled over in my car and deleted over 50 names out of my cell phone. Why? You know, they weren't bad people. It's just what they were doing to my diet, to my mental nutrition. What they were sabotaging was my dream, something more important than anything else in there. I mean, you could take everything, man, and I've lost everything. I talk about it chapter and verse. If you know my story at all, if you don't, go back and listen to the podcast, plug into the website. You'll find out real quick. I lost everything I had, made it back, and really came to appreciate what it is that helped me get there. And it's the people I surround myself with. It's the company I keep. It's the nutritional Nutrition for the mind. The nutrition for the mind, I guess, is the best way to put it. You know, Brent's got me on this crazy workout schedule, all these different resistance exercises, and like I said, I'm working muscles I didn't even know I had, honestly. I have no idea. I'm limping around the house. I'm like, how'd that happen? It didn't even seem like I was doing anything. How can a stability ball make you limp? But anyway, it's the fact that the nutrition for the mind, you have to think about what's going into your mind. You have to guard that as much as you guard what's going into your mouth and into your body, you know, and what you digest every day. What you digest, those toxic thoughts every single day, it can be from the most unassuming person who has just the best intentions, but they're sabotaging your dream because they don't have the huge, huge belief what you do. You're looking, if you're plugging into this podcast, you know it's a motivational, inspirational, life-changing message that I try to put out each and every, well, let's call it regularly for that matter, right? More regularly, I promise you. I get your emails. We want more. We want more. You're going to be getting a lot more. Don't worry. You're going to be getting a lot more podcasts. But look, these people have not the best intentions either. You know, they just don't know what they don't know. You want to change the world. You want to change generations. You can't do it by sitting behind your computer. You can't do it by cutting other people down that try to take a step forward, make their life better, make your life better. Look, you're not going to do that. You're not going to be successful. The world is full of snipers. They're going to try to shoot your dream right out from underneath you. And what you got to do, be very careful the company that you keep. Go on your own mental nutrition diet. Hey, if you want to lose weight and exercise, go on a regular one too. I'm telling you, I know I'm downplaying it the first 5 minutes of this thing, but I'm starting to feel really good. I'll check back. We'll monitor it. If you remember the membership site, you can plug in and see how things are going as well. I post it on my blog regularly. everydaysaturday.com/blog. But anyway, I'll keep you updated on that, but you keep me updated. Who are you letting into your mind? What type of diet are you on? Are you on a diet of motivational CDs? Is this podcast a regular part of your diet as well as other inspirational messages? Are you trying to be successful? Do you understand, like Jim Collins said, the enemy of great is good? The enemy of good is great? Okay? Understand those concepts. They're very, very powerful. Understand who you allow to even listen, who has permission to listen to your dream, okay? Say it to the right. If I'm the only person that you've granted that permission to, I'll take it. Send me an email. Let me know what your dream is. Let me know what your Saturday is. And plug into the website, everydaysaturday.com. We'd love to hear more from you. Be careful. Be careful of your diet. Keep the toxins out of your mind, and you will be on your way to Saturday. My name's Sam Crowley. I love you guys. I love your dream. Let's stay in touch. I want to connect with you. Check back with this podcast. Go to the blog. Put your name and email on the website if you haven't done so already. I've got a free gift, the Every Day of Saturday CD downloaded to you at no charge. If you would like me to speak at one of your events, corporate, direct sales, whatever it is, man, we would love to connect with you. Our corporate office, 888-311-EDIS, as in every day is Saturday, 888-311, every day is Saturday, 3347. You are a champion, and I know you are fired up.